My name is Naomi Christine Molina DeWood. I'm 65 years old. I never really intended on being a teacher. My dad was into produce, so we moved where he could get jobs. I never learned to read. I never read a book. I was kind of passed over, you know, because at one, we were never at a school long enough for any teachers to connect the dots that I was way below level. I heard from several different teachers, either to my face or overheard, Naomi is not college material. But when I was in college, I went to college, and one professor, he wrote on my paper, you need to drop out of college, get a skill, and find a job. That was so painful. I never even mentioned it to one single person until years after I had graduated from college. When I was in college, I, you know, stumbled across some Mexican American Studies classes. And the first class I ever took was Mexican American Literature. And having struggled to read, and really having to teach myself to read was very difficult. But in this class, I saw myself and my family suddenly in books, and it revolutionized my reading. Suddenly, I was very interested in reading. Years later, I found a full-time job as a teacher, and I created a curriculum for Mexican American Studies as a class at the high school level. I always started off with ancient civilizations. I gave them an overview of the Aztecs, the Mayans, the Olmecs, and also one of the things that we did that I was passionate about is we took field trips. So one of them was to University of Texas, to the, you know, Center for Mexican American Studies department, because some of these kids had never, of course, been on a college campus. So you're talking about inner city kids who really never left the hood. I wanted them to just walk on that college campus. I wanted them to see, you know what, you can go here too. But let me grab some of these pictures real quick. Oh, that's a young man who actually made it. In one of my classes, he made it to West Point. When I taught those kids, even if they failed my class, it was so important for me to make sure they knew they were not a failure. That was so important to me, that they knew the grades in school did not define who they were.